Some very good news about a bad news story. Some of the happiest recipients of the news are in the Democratic Republic of the Congo.
Aujourd'hui, nous avons commencé une nouvelle étape.
That's Dr. Jean-Jacques Muyembe in the DRC, stating that Ebola is no longer incurable. He was speaking to reporters on a conference call from the DRC. Muyembe has been working on treating the deadly virus since the 1970s. This week he said that new advances will save thousands of lives. He and others were testing four drugs. Two were so good that they halted the rest of the trials. Dr. Anthony Fauci is director of the National Institute of Allergies and Infectious Diseases here in the U.S. and also oversaw these trials.
This is a very important advance. Prior to this, we really did not have any adequate direct therapy aimed at decreasing the mortality of patients with Ebola virus disease.
So, Dr. Fauci, how are you feeling today?
Oh, well, you know, I feel very good. We started on developing this drug in collaboration with Professor Muyembe a very long time ago. The antibody was derived from a Congolese patient who we saw in the Congo in 1995 during an outbreak in Kitwit. And in collaboration with Dr. Muyembe, we developed this monoclonal antibody here at the National Institutes of Health from that patient, which has now gone full circle and gone back to the DRC to help people. So that's a really good story that makes us all feel good.
And by antibody, you mean somebody who had Ebola but then recovered?
Yeah, when the body in the normal state gets exposed to a pathogen like Ebola, it makes antibodies, which are natural body proteins that ultimately neutralize the virus and get rid of the virus from the body. So the strategy for these drugs is to artificially make an antibody the same as the antibody that's made in the normal body, make a lot of it, and put it in a form that can be passively infused into a person who's sick with Ebola. So essentially, you're giving that person a lot of what their body would optimally make to stop the virus.
So that's a great outcome, but I imagine people have very mixed feelings about being test subjects during a life or death situation. I mean, the former health minister of the DRC resigned over debates around whether to try out a second experimental vaccine. People want drugs that'll help them. So I have to ask you, how do you ethically do a trial during an outbreak?
Well, we don't know what works. So you can't say you're withholding a drug that works. You're trying to find out as quickly as you possibly can, which is the best of these drugs. You're not giving somebody nothing. And as soon as you find out which is the best drug, then you stop the trial and give everybody the best drug.
So we know Ebola is incredibly infectious. The latest outbreak has killed at least 1,800 people in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. But there's a civil conflict, there's security problems, there's mistrust. How do you get these drugs deployed in the middle of this conflict zone? All these problems are still there.
It is not easy, and that's the reason why this was such an amazing accomplishment to be able to not only conduct a trial in the middle of an outbreak, but to do it in a way that you get a meaningful answer. It was dangerous. Several of the people who were involved in the Ebola treatment units were actually either wounded or even killed because of the violence. So it was done, but it was done in a way under very difficult security conditions. One of the things that we hope that now that when the people realize that we do have an effective therapy for them, they will be much more likely to come into the clinics early and get treatment that would save their lives.
So the clinical trials were called POM. Explain that.
Well, it comes from three Swahili words that are the inspiration for the study. So it's called Pamoja Tulinda Mashi. And it's a Swahili word which means together save lives.
Well, very appropriate. Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institutes of Allergies and Infectious Diseases, overseeing this trial. It's good to hear this news. Thank you for explaining what it means.
Good to be with you.